So how you doing, man?
Good.
Wow.
This is for both of you, one at a time?
Yeah. Not special? Okay. Man, you're special. Yeah, cool. Hold on. Oh, my God. I want to declare that you're gonna become a much better student than you are. Yeah. I just want to declare that when I say a student, I think your academics, your grades, how you study are about to change. And you're gonna be kind of an excellent student. That's in the natural, whether you are now or not, I don't know, but I feel that in the natural. I believe that translates over here into the spiritual as well. And that you're gonna become a student of who God is, which will require an understanding of his word, but more also quality time with God. Not too many your age are doing that right now. They got a lot on their minds. They want to do other things. But I think you're going to be bugged a little bit. And he's going to be like a little dog at your heels. And you need to respond. You'll know it. I mean, you're going to remember this conversation. And you're going to know that God is beginning to disturb you. Disturb is a good thing. It's not a bad thing, incidentally. But as he does, I want you to begin to just say, what is it you want? Kind of like Samuel and Eli when God spoke. Yes, Master. No, God's speaking. You're going to be able to discern the voice of God. And as a student of God and who he is and his nature, I want to declare that you're going to become someone who will preach and exhort the body of Christ down the road. I'm speaking to your future now. I'm speaking to your future, and I'm calling it to the forefront even now at a tender age, because we have need of young men who will enter in to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Might be a little freaky, might be a little frightening, and yet at the same time, it's going to become your passion. I declare that in Jesus' name. I speak that impartation right now in the name of Jesus. A hunger, a real hunger for him. In Jesus' name. Okay? Good.
Seth, you got that?